God bring two Christian women together for his purpose who didn't even know each other. When God speaks, do you hear him and do you obey him? Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we share our Spirit-led story that's brought us here today.
Yes, and it is interesting how God worked things out back in 2018, I think it was, how he worked in each of our hearts to bring us to a point where we are today. So what we're doing today is we're going to be kind of discussing kind of how this all happened. How did love and encouragement, you know, come about? So back in 2018, I was looking forward to going to my first Andrew Womack conference. I've been following him, and there were some things that were very important. Like my son, who had some disabilities, he had Asperger's syndrome and some ADHD and some other things. And you know, part of living with a child who has disabilities is you kind of just accept them. Well, you know, he lived, he didn't die at birth, and I'm just going to accept this. And then I was listening, you know, to, you know, following up to this conference, before I even thought about going to a conference, God had put this in my heart. And I was listening to these testimonies, these two boys who had had Asperger's syndrome and gotten healed. And they talked about what it was like before they were, you know, washed with the blood of Jesus, and where they couldn't do things, and they couldn't, it was like in the shell, they couldn't get out and do stuff. And I sat there listening to these testimonies with tears running down my eyes, just sitting there, just the floodgates open, because it was the first time I realized my son could be healed. You know, I knew you could be healed of cancer, you can come out of a wheelchair, all this stuff, but it was the first time that the thought entered my mind that my son could be healed from Asperger's and ADHD. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was freedom. That's freedom of bondage to believe that, yes, he can be healed. And so I looked, where is Andrew coming near me? That was the first thing. I went and I searched to say where, and he was coming. I'm in Pennsylvania, and he was coming just outside of D.C. in a few months. And I said to myself, if we can go and my son goes forward and asks for healing, he will be healed. And I would tell you, Johanna, the enemy did everything he could to try and prevent us from going to this conference. But I knew in my heart it was his assurance that if we went, he would be healed. And so we went. I brought somebody with me, and we went. And that's where I met Johanna.
Yeah. Oh, Tammy, it's so fun to kind of reflect on our stories and how the Holy Spirit works across time and space. Because I, too, in my story, I have two young sons that have challenges. And I had adopted my sons officially in 2016 and had felt led to leave a corporate job in 2017 to go into coaching full-time. I was doing that on the side. But the reason I mention that is the timing. God times everything so that I could have the time to look into healing for my sons, to discover Andrew Womack. I had discovered him before I left corporate life. I would watch him in the mornings. But to lead me into a space where I had the flexibility to go to a conference that took place during the work week, right? All of these things had to take place. And so I had a friend, Brenda, who I guess I mentioned the conference to her, and I said, you know what? I, now that I've left corporate world and I have my own business working out of my home, I can go to this. And I'm believing that I'm learning about healing and I'm going to be able to bring it home to my family. And she said, I'll go with you. So we never had done this before. I had never done it, had never gone on a girl's trip with my friend. So this was new, you know, that these doors were opening. And so we go to this Andrew Womack conference. It's such a joy to be there. And I was sitting in this large auditorium, and the Lord had brought my eyes to Tammy's son. And I knew in my spirit there was something special about him, and I noticed them together. And I had seen them the day before because they were sitting down near the front, and I was in the middle in the middle of the seating. And I don't know if it was the middle day or the last day, but the Holy Spirit said, Jo Heather, get up and go pray for that woman and her son. And I went, oh, Okay, I guess I can do that. And so I was like, I turned to my friend Brenda, I said, I'm supposed to go up and pray now. And so I just left her and I came straight up and I can close my eyes and see Tammy's face, you know, came up to her and her son. And I said, the Lord said to come and pray for you and pray with you. And I just felt all this emotion and just, and what was so neat, Tammy, is your son even put his arm around me. You know, just such a sweet, joyful, his joyful spirit. It just, he put his arm around my, you know, just around my side and we prayed together. And tell your part of the story.
Well, I remember, you know, because my son had gotten, you know, he had asked for certain healings, and he went for, and I didn't have to ask him or push him. I'm like, Lord, it'll be on your heart for him to go for it. He has to want this for himself. He has to be able to want to receive this. And so, you know, the first day he went forward for some soy allergies, and let me tell you, he has no more soy allergies
Amen.
today. And that was his first thing. And then the next day, I think it was the very next day, he said, I'm going to go up and I'm going to pray. I want healed. And he went forward. And I just remember in my spirit, I was just so excited. I was rejoicing as, you know, standing there and praying over this healing and believing that he has received it, and just this excitement because, yeah, he's been healed of Asperger's. You would look at my son today and never know he ever had a disability before. God is so good in that when you plant that seed comes in and you receive that seed and you stand on it, you know, and so we were coming back up, and you here comes Joe Heather, this woman comes running down crying, I'm supposed to talk to you. Like, okay. And it was, you know, because God has put certain people, I knew enough at this point that God has put certain people in my life at certain times, and he's told me, you need to have lunch with this person every 6 months. You need to have lunch with this person. You were years before I got to see what the point was, you know, of putting people, and he's done that multiple times in my life. So I knew when Joe Heather came running down, we got to stay in touch. You know, yeah, I gotta get your number then. We gotta stay in touch. You know, I believe God for it, you know.
And that was so neat because I think, you know, that's what we're challenging folks as they hear our story today is to think about what's that one little thing the Lord told you to do? That one little thing. And you think, oh, the Lord told me to give a word of encouragement to somebody, to offer a message of strength or comfort, or to pray for somebody, to give somebody $5. Who knows what the Lord's going to lead you to do? But if we're obedient in that, we have no idea what the Lord, and sometimes we get to see it, like sitting here with Tammy today. And there's more to our story we're going to share, but sitting here today would have never taken place. I would have never met Tammy and her beautiful son if I had just said, I'm a little uncomfortable, Lord. I'm in this strange place and I've never met this. What are you saying? I'm not going down to pray with her. That's too awkward. She'll think I'm crazy. If I had done that, we wouldn't be here in this moment talking to you through this podcast, offering you the love and encouragement of God, you know, in this moment. But I'm getting ahead in our story, Tammy. I don't mean to jump ahead there.
No, that's fine. But it does remind me to take a brief moment here for those who are listening, you know, how you can find us. Depending on what platform you're listening to us or watching us on, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes. And our first one is starting next week on expectations. But be sure to also go to our website and join our mailing list at loveandencouragement.com. And don't worry about getting ahead of things, because I know when, you know, when we left that conference, it just makes me go back and think that the purpose of me going was to get my son healed. But God also said, I have another purpose for you. You don't even aware of, but if you're obedient in this, then you can be obedient in the other things that I'm going to call you to do later and preparing us. And he did, he prepared our hearts, you know, leading up to this individually. It just says a beautiful testimony of how he brought us together for this purpose. Because we had stayed in touch. I had made sure, and I'm like, well, she might not call me. I had this thing of the Holy Spirit. Like, she may not call. She may be too shy or different things. And so, well, I would text you, and then we would do some phone calls and some Zooms, and we got to know each other. You know, we spent some time getting to know each other, you know, and really just reassuring why God had put us. But I remember at one point, I know you want to share about this, that it was more than just, there's got to be more than just being friends here.
Yeah, it was so neat. I remember, you know, Tammy texted me and I had saved her, Tammy from the conference. That's how I had you in my contact list, Tammy from the conference. And
that's how I have you saved,
yeah,
too.
And you know, just you would text me and encouraging me over what I was believing, you know, what I was believing for my sons and what you were seeing manifest, you know. So these encouraging, we were encouraging one another in our mutual mom journeys, right? That mom journey. And then, you know, in one of our calls, you were so excited and you said, I know the Lord is going to have us do something together. Because you had, you know, as an author, you know, you're a Christian author. I was reading your books. And, you know, I'm as a Christian coach, you know, working one-on-one with individuals, also living into my calling. And when you said it, I just went, I don't know. Okay. You know, just kind of receiving that word. And that's what we do, right? That's what prophecy. When people hear the word prophecy, they kind of freak out a little bit and they think you're talking like an Old Testament prophet predicting what's happening in the world. But no, when you study prophecy in the New Testament and you see it manifest in people's lives, it's what we do, what we're talking about today, which is I heard a word from the Lord and I went up to Tammy and I spoke it. The Lord said, come pray for you. And I obeyed, right? I heard. And part of it is training yourself to listen for that still small voice and to not second guess yourself and go, is that me, Lord? Or is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Just follow the Holy Spirit. You're going to know. You're going to know if it's a word of encouragement, strengthening another, comforting another. The Lord is leading that, right? If it's words of condemnation, nah, not from the Lord. And the scriptures, and we can get into that in a future episode. But Tammy did that for me. She said, Joe Heather, and she kept speaking belief over my son's healing. She kept speaking and she said, we will do something. The Lord is calling us. And of course, I was like, okay, I received the word. She spoke it and I just received it and let it settle there. And waited for the timing. And here we are, it's 2021. We met in 2018. And again, Tammy, before I keep pushing us ahead, you spoke and said, we will be doing something together. I don't know what it is, but we will be doing something. And then last year, tell us what happened last year.
So as you know, and I believe what I call they're promise seeds from God. He gives us a promise seed and he wants to see, are you going to take this and plant it? Are you going to nurture it? Are you going to believe me for a harvest to come from these seeds? These are seeds of promise. And if God gives you a seed of a promise, he will fulfill it. We may not know when or how it's going to come about, but those are seeds. And that's what he was given, you know, Joe Heather. He put it in my spirit that, yeah, we're meant to do something. I didn't know what it was, yeah. You know. I didn't think much of it. But about a year, you know, ago, separately, you know, I'm as an author, I was doing these, you know, behind the book thing where, you know, trying to go into my book series, talking about the characters. And I just kept feeling like I need to be doing, and this was on YouTube. And I'm like, I need to be doing something about Christian values. I need to be speaking about the word. And I'm like, what do I call it? I don't know. Maybe I'll just call it Thompson stuff or Tammy talk. I didn't know, but it was a seed. It was something that didn't make any sense to me. And so I tried to like think about how's this going to come about. And I'm like, this is just weird, God. I can't talk to myself about this. It doesn't feel right that I'm supposed to be talking to myself. So I shelved it. I can't deal with this now. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't have any direction. But that was the seed that he had given me, was that I want you to do something, but you don't have to know yet what it is. You're just going to, you know. So I had my research that I had done into it, but I just kind of left it. You know, in a year, that same time, God was planting a seed in Joe Heather.
Exactly, because I do a weekly video. It's called Points to Ponder on YouTube and social media channels. And it's just a little 3-minute, really, word of encouragement, you know, and some little tips for living into your best life, all faith-based. And so I had been doing that for about a year or so, and you know, I just felt the Lord going, there's more. There's more to your calling of be a voice. Because my calling from the Lord, and this is something I do with people as a coach, is help them figure out the words around their calling. Mine is to be an authentic, grace-filled voice of encouragement. And so I'm like, okay, Lord. And so this idea of podcast came forward. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm already doing this video series. I can take what you're giving me, Lord, and put it in a podcast. Sure, I'll do that. And then I started looking at it and I said, ew, that's kind of hard. I can't do that, Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know how to do that. And so for me also, I went, I don't know how to do that right now, Lord. And I'm overwhelmed by the technology and the kind of thinking that is required to do this podcast. So I'm going to set it to the side. And so I, unbeknownst to Tammy's leading, I had set mine to the side. And then Tammy, through her beautiful book series, God is Able, offered during COVID to host a virtual Bible study. I said, I got to be a part of that. Got to be a part of that. So Tammy and I were spending time with the other participants in Bible study every week. And so we're drawing to the end of that. And then Tammy, what came up for you from that?
So it's interesting the way that you talk about those things, because yes, I mean, God puts these seeds in us. And I look back and I just think, I can hear God saying, don't worry, Joe Heather, I'll send you a technical person.
Right.
Kind of like when Moses said, don't send me, send somebody else. I'll take your brother to help you speak. He will always have something there for us. And we are just so beautifully balanced in this partnership. I've never had a partnership with anybody before. I couldn't have asked for a better partnership. He has yoked us together better than we could have picked it if we even did an audition for it. I really believe that, you know. And so, you know, so with we had done, I believe that God also tests us in the small before he gives us something bigger. Are you going to be faithful in this, you know, before I give you some, and scripture's full of that time, you know, where, you know, David had to tend his father's flock before he, you know, took care of, you know, the kingdom and stuff that he was in charge of. You know, you're tested. Yeah. And you were tested with the points of ponder. Can you do this? Are you faithful? Are you going to do what you did? I remember you talking about doing it for a year, and like there were times you didn't feel like doing it, but you made a commitment to God and you were going to see it through. And I remember doing the God is Able, you know, online study. And I'm like, it's costing me more money than I'm making, God, to put this together. But he was preparing me with getting the equipment and getting everything else for this, you know, this podcast. And he was testing me, you know, it was only what, 5 or 6 people that came to the, it was small, you know, with that. And so anyway, so back to the God is Able thing, you know, so I was, you know, walking through my yard one day and, you know, and I, you know, part of my book talks about the things that we're believing him for, that I should have all sufficiency in things. And so I was, and I started going through the business stuff, you know, I have all sufficiency in wisdom, knowledge, talent, skills, motivation, concentration, focus, alertness, endurance, and in business conducts and open doors and opportunities. And that's when God stopped me and said, you make the opportunity. I was like, huh? I'm waiting for an opportunity to come knocking on my door. But God's like, you make the opportunity. And immediately in my spirit, you came to mind, Joe Heather. It was like God brought that back to my remembrance and said, I'm supposed to do something with Joe Heather. And I'm like, so what are we supposed to do? So then I started, this is the small voice you were talking about. So you hear the small voice and you start asking God about that. God wants you to ask him questions. Now, he may not answer right away with stuff, but the volume starts to turn up when you start to say, well, what are we supposed to do together? Let me think about it. And so I started thinking, well, she's a Christian coach and I'm a Christian author. And, you know, kind of, you know, we can talk about some things. And I had totally forgotten about the Thompson Talk stuff that he had put a year before. It was kind of like, and as I started writing down all these different things and the Holy Spirit's getting excited in me and, you know, I'm like, she's going to think I'm crazy. Call her up. So I said, God's got something for us exciting to do. Remember, it's that you got to think big. You know, and I'm texting her that I'm going to have this Zoom call with her. And I'm thinking, I'm going to present this case to Joe Heather of what I think God's put in my heart that we're supposed to do. And then she's going to have to go confirm it with her husband and stuff. But I remember I didn't know what it was. Are we supposed to do YouTube? And so I'm talking to my older son and he's like, oh, you're talking about a podcast. And I'm like, a podcast? Because I've never really listened to podcasts. I do video podcasts. I watch, you know, video podcasts all the time. And So anyway, so we had done this thing and I presented this whole thing and she's just like grinning ear to ear as I'm like doing this Zoom call with her talking about this stuff. And then I'm waiting and she just busts out laughing and you can jump in and tell your side of it at this point.
I know, because I was like, oh, and so Tammy's presenting, you know, and telling me kind of how this all came up. And I said, oh, yeah, the Lord had told me to do a podcast, but I thought, oh, it's too hard. I can't do it. And here's Tammy, who has this amazing technical background. You guys don't know Tammy as well as I do. I mean, she has this brilliant brain and has worked in technology, but yet she has a creative, artistic, you know, in her professional photography. She's an award-winning photographer. And this author, you know, this creative. So she has these different sides. Most of us only have one side of our brain that's really super strong, like me, which is more on the communication side and not the technology side. Well, when she said it, I burst out laughing because I was like, oh, yeah, I knew I was supposed to do a podcast. I just didn't know how. And now that's because of you, you know. And so she was like, well, I figure you need to talk to your husband about it. I was like, no, I mean, I pretty much know this was from God. You know, because you just know. And so that's why we're saying show up, ask to hear from God, and then be willing to listen and to be willing to step forward even when it feels scary. Because obviously the podcasting felt scary because I was like, okay, I know how to talk to people, God, but I don't know how to do this. And, you know, and Tammy's walking in going, oh, I can figure this out. This is not intimidating to me. You know, I know how to work in this world. And so, and it's interesting how God, as Tammy said, we come together with different strengths, right? And the Lord may be calling you to bring your strength into something, to be a companion to another brother or sister in Christ, their strength. And so you've got to be prepared to step out in faith, right? Isn't that what we're called to do? Step out in faith.
Yep. And to receive it, right? Yep. To receive that, you know, because yes, we do balance each other. It's just amazing. I mean, I have the, you know, the web building, the programming skills. So our website's been built, all these different pieces. And I'm just amazed at how it has flowed when, you know, and it's really beautiful when, you know, I take time to reflect about the seed of promise and, you know, that whole year, it didn't seem like God was doing anything. I remember with my books and stuff, like, God, I got to get a following. I got to do this. I got to do all these different things, you know, and God's like, don't focus on that. Write with a vengeance. Just write, Tammy. And I got this other part taken care of. You can't see it. And so when God starts to put the pieces, they come together. And when they come together quickly. You know, he would do it as suddenly, you know, I've heard Joe Osteen talk about it suddenly and stuff. I'm like, well, I'm experiencing that. And it brings hope because you're like, all this time, God, you were preparing me. You were preparing Joe, Heather and I to come together to do this. You were preparing all the circumstances, everything to come together. And then when you're ready, boom, it's clear. And everything fell into place, what we needed to do, the technology. Mm-hmm. She's great with coaching. She coached me through how to get more relaxed and, you know, doing this back and forth that we do with this recording and stuff. And we've just, there hasn't been like a disagreement so far. I felt like we come together. We're like, we're serving the kingdom here. We're serving what the purpose of God is. And that is to reach people and give you guys love and encouragement. I mean, I feel like I'm supposed to be a light to the world. I'm supposed to take, you know, all that God has shown me of where even, because even as a Christian, people don't understand that God loves them. We forget that. We get so busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember one day God told me, go grab your cup of tea and go sit outside. I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this long conversation with God. And I sit down, I'm waiting. And he says, I love you. And I just brought tears to my eyes. And he said, I want you to tell people how much I love them. I'm like, is that it? And he goes, yeah, you just forget it sometimes. And it's so true. As Christians, we forget that we're loved. You know, there are unbelievers who don't know how much God loves them, but even once you get saved, you don't understand how much God loves you. And so I really feel like our purposes align very good with what God's calling us to come together and just share love and encouragement with others, because the world needs it. They need to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, we all need it. And, you know, our listeners can't know our full story here today. We don't have the time to tell everything, but you know, rest assured, if you feel like you're in the valley and everything feels dark, God is right there with you. He cares about you. He's invested in you. He knows that you're in a dark time, and He is right there. I mean, literally, you can put your hand out and He's got your hand. And you know, He wants you to feel His love and to keep your gaze on Him. Because I think that's what Tammy and I, you know, have in common as well, is we've been through dark valleys and dark days, or what Kay Warren in Choose Joy calls stormy days. But the thing is where is your gaze? Where is your gaze? Is your gaze always on the Lord, or is it on your problem? Because Tammy and I could have both kept our gaze on, Lord, this is impossible. I don't know how to do this. I cannot do this. We could have stayed in the I cannots. But God is not a God of I cannots. It says Tammy's book is, God is able. God is. Not me, by myself, on my own. God is able. And He gives me the strength to face each day. And so we want you to be encouraged and to listen to that still small voice. And maybe Tammy's story is encouraging you right now. Grab that cup of tea, step outside, and just look as the world testifies to God's glory and you receive His love just by looking. And if you don't have eyes to see and you're only a hear, get out there, hear the birds, and they're going to remind you, God loves me. God loves me. And yeah, that's what we're here to do for you guys. We just love you guys so much. We got a lot more of our story, but we'll save that for, you know, another day. But what a gift to be with you here today. I've just loved our time together. Tammy, anything else you want to say before we kind of wrap things up?
No, I just, one thing that was coming to mind, you know, being a single mom and always struggling and doing things, you know, it is a struggle. I mean, being a single mom is one of the hardest things I've ever faced, you know, is that God just said to me when He brought Joe Heather in my life, it's, I don't want you to do it alone anymore. Sometimes we think that we're alone and God's like, nope, there are other Christians out there, other brothers and sisters in Christ in the kingdom. You're home. When we go home to the kingdom, we go home to our family in the kingdom. And they're here. We can have relationships with them right now if we're open to it. And so again, just reiterating that, yeah, that's what this whole podcast is about, is about, you know, taking our life experiences, what God's taught us, and to be able to share the encouragement that we've learned from those experiences with God to you in hopes that, you know, you can have a better relationship with God and have love and encouragement in your life.
Amen. That's what we hope. Well, guys, yep. We hope that today's episode has blessed you greatly, kind of hearing our story and being sparked to listen to the Spirit and to obey. So just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes, and join our mailing list by visiting our website at loveandencouragement.com. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and Tammy next week as we explore expectations while we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.